Welcome to week five here of Coach's Shows here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Critter Profit alongside head coach Roger Holthouse of the Centralia Panthers. This Panther Coach's Show is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Well, another big win of the season here down the books for the Centralia Panthers, 30-0 over the Donovan West Mustangs, another Twin Valley League title dating back to 2017 consecutively. Here for the Panthers. Off to a good start this year, 3-1 on the season, 3-0 in the league. Coach, what can you tell me about last Friday's win against the Mustangs?
I thought we played good at times. I thought we were down. We didn't play very well at times. A little bit inconsistent, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we had a lot of penalties, which we just need to, I think we had 13 penalties, which is a lot. We got to clean those up. You know, but we found a way to, I would say, win an ugly football game, in my opinion. And so you got to, you know, credit the kids a little bit for that.
When you talk about the offensive side, Aldifer had 24 carries for 152 yards, as well as a touchdown. Runnabomb, great night for him. 12 carries, 177 yards, and a touchdown. Going forward here, how are you going to keep that offense consistently dominating that ground game?
Well, I think number one is we got to take care of the penalties. We can't have 13 penalties. I think we had probably 150 yards in one drive because we go forward the ways and we go backwards again. But we got to clean up the penalties, clean up that mess. We had a bad snap or two that didn't help. Things like that we need to clean up, and we got to sew up, and we got to get much, much better as we proceed forward.
Well, a big thing to mention, again, you're at the same record you wore through the halfway of the regular season last season, 3-1. Again, comparing your team a little bit to last year, how do you feel that your team has handled this first half of the regular season in 2025?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think at times we handled it well. I think it comes back, granted, I think we got to be more consistent. I thought last year was just a little bit more consistent than this group right now. We didn't have near the penalties we're having now. So I think to me, we have to get more consistent in what we're doing, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and and just be more consistent, do things correct more than we're doing wrong right now.
Well, real quick, one last thought here about the Twin Valley League. Again, another well-wrapped up season with a bow on top. 3-0 throughout the league. A win against Valley Heights. Beginning the year, you just beat Onega 2 weeks ago. Last Friday, you beat Dunfin West. Overall, what are some last thoughts here about the Twin Valley League in 2025?
There's a few good players in the league, and I know there's only four teams in the league, but it's what it is, And, our kids come up on top, and they played well enough to win all those three games, and they did the things necessary to win those three games. So proud of them for that. Proud of them for being a league champs, from the 8-9, whatever it is in a row. Proud of them for that. Now we got to shift our mind and our eyes forward to district play, which started Friday night, and continue to try to get better and better.
Well, as mentioned, district play continuing here for the Centralia Panthers as they go on the road to take on the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens, our 93.7 Care Country game of the week. We'll talk about that more in segment number two coming up. Welcome everyone back here to segment number two on 92.1 KMZA. But this week we have our 93.7 game of the week on Care Country. It's the Centralia Panthers on the road taking on the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. The Centralia Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Solid start to the season, 3-1, wrapping up TVL 3-0, starting off well in the win column in district play, 1-0. A chance to get another district win here on the road against Mar Hill Mount Academy. And tell you what, it has been three straight games here for Centralia on the road. Coach, what can you tell me about your opponent this Friday?
Young, don't have a lot of kids out, fairly young. I know a little bit about it. I know they got some injury problems going on over there right now. I think for us, for our team and for us, we need to concentrate on what we can do and do what we can do to the best of our ability. That's kind of what we're doing this week and get ready for Mar Hill.
Yeah, and this is a very young Mar Hill team that has a very youthful team. As you mentioned, they got a freshman quarterback. How are you going to contain this offense and to limit them on the scoreboard?
Again, it comes down, I think, Crennan's, we got to tackle. We can't blow, tackle number one. I think we can't blow assignments, number two. And I think we got to line up in the right position, number three. So I think if we can do those three things, we're going to be all right, but we got to get better at doing those three things.
Well, taking a look here on the offensive side here for your team, Mar Hill defensively allowed 34 points in the first quarter last week against Riverside. It was all through the rushing game, 6 rushing touchdowns. How are you going to get your team going here with your offense? Again, last Friday, I'll defer with 152 yards on the ground and run along with 177.
I think it's just we go back to blocking and we go back to locking on a block. Stay locked on and, run the ball hard and don't have stupid penalties. We're going to be all right. But, you know, those penalties concern me a little bit. I thought it was a little better job of locking on last week against D-West. But it's got to be much, much better.
Last season was the first all-time meeting between you and the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. You were victorious 62-0 over last year's Mar Hill team. What are some similarities between this year and last year's team? And what are you kind of seeing there on the film room?
I think they're going to try to throw the ball a little bit. I think they're going to try to spread us out and see if they get a little bit one-on-one with our secondary. I think they'll stack the box defensively and put 5, 6, 7, 8 guys into the box and dare us to throw the football. It's kind of what they did last year. So I'd see a very similar situation happening.
Lastly, what are some big keys here coming up for this Friday game?
Don't turn the thing over. Don't make mistakes, mental mistakes, penalty mistake wise, like 5-yard penalties. And then we got to wrap up tackle. And I think also we got to do what we do and do what we do and try to do it the best of our ability. And don't do something we're unable to do because that usually ends up in no man's land. We end up playing stupid football and just not very fun to watch.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time joining us here this week on Coach's Shows, week number 5. Coach, thank you for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This locker room chat here for the Centralia Panthers, again brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise. I'm Quentin Prophet. You just heard from head coach Roger Holthouse of the Centralia Panthers. Again, they go on the road to take on the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. This will finish up a 3-game stint here on the road here for Centralia. Again, this is our CARE 93.7 game of the week. And if you are out of the listening area, you can download our MSC Radio app and listen anywhere at any time.